Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Shermin. Glad to be here with you today. And a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are so thrilled to have Lorna McCarthy join us as a guest on our show today. Lorna is a determined, driven, and committed relationship success strategist dedicated to helping women struggling in their marriages to find the real cause of the problems in their relationship and working with them to build a thriving, lasting connection with their spouse. Lorna earned a professional coach certification in 2010 from the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, accredited by the International Federation of Coaches, ICF. She's also a speaker, author, and ELIMP, which is an Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner, and she has a master's degree in education with 15-plus years of classroom experience teaching grade school through university level students, sharing her specialties in reading and teaching English to second language learners.
Lorna also earned a BA in broadcast communications and is a former television news anchor and medical reporter. Most recently, she became a published author of Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself. Lorna is the founder of Phoenix Rising Relationship Coaching based in Reno, Nevada. You can find her weekly relationship success tips every Tuesday on her YouTube channel at Phoenix Rising Relationships and her weekly relationship articles on LinkedIn. Lorna has been happily married for 28 years and has two successful adult children. The title of our show today is Rekindle the Passion. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Lorna. We're very happy to have you on our show today.
And I, too. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. We can't wait to ask you all these questions that we have here. So Shermin has the first one.
Yeah, let's jump right in. We only have half an hour and tons of questions. So, Lorna, start out, if you could, to tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to be a relationship success strategist. That sounds wonderful.
Well, thank you. I became a certified life coach in January of 2010, and the entire premise of how I coach is based on energy leadership. And that is a process that was created by Bruce Schneider, and he's the founder of IPEC. This is where I became certified, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. When it comes down to my story, I've been married a very long time. Some people say, like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. I've been married for 28 years, and it hasn't always been pretty. But as my marriage progressed, I noticed that despite how much I love my husband, we continue to struggle with each other, particularly with personality challenges. So you may be wondering what I did about it. Sometimes I got angry, and I threatened to leave him, but I never went through with it. I learned that no committed relationship is perfect. And if you're willing to work at it and accept it, you'll realize that all relationships have room for improvement. So I choose to work on what is right in my marriage every day instead of what is wrong with it. You know, we're all human, and there are times in a committed relationship where it'd be much easier to walk out the door and never return. As easy as that. I remember when I began married life, you know, it was rough that first year. And I'm sure there's plenty of people listening out there that their first year was rough as well. And after dating, I actually dated my husband for 3 years before I got married. And then officially lived as a married couple. My husband and I found out how different we really were. I mean, can you imagine? And I'm sure there's some head shaking out there. you know, you think you know somebody. We had personality challenges. You know, he didn't always compliment me. And when I wanted him to notice how pretty I looked, he wasn't always tuned into my needs. And I found myself in that first year of marriage wondering, why did I choose him as a partner? But despite our differences, we are still married, and you may ask, so what's the big secret? Well, we both learned that if you love each other, always ask yourself on those days you think you have nothing left in your relationship. Can I really live without this person you swore you would be with until death do you part? And my other feeling is that, you know, value what is at stake, and always remember, love is something you build together. You build it in your home and with your family. And through my life experience in my 28-year marriage and the coaching I did for my students, families, couples during my 15 years as a licensed educator, I realized that it was necessary for me to take the next step to become a professional relationship coach. So this is my passion, to help women manifest the love in their lives that they're missing. I believe that when your love is strengthened, your relationship can overcome all odds. And it's easy to say I quit, but the real test is sticking to it.
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, so many people, there's hope. It's so good the way you put it, that even having been married for 28 years, there's struggles continuing, and it still can be good at the same time. So that's really good to hear. And I've love to hear more eventually about the personality challenges as well that you were talking about, unless you can say something about that now briefly.
Well, you know, sometimes in a relationship, you know, somebody, you know, you all have expectations. And this is whether you have an expectation of someone that you work with, someone that is a friend, or someone that is a spouse. And a lot of times, you know, our expectations are different than others. And that can become a personality conflict. And so it's really important to take the time to sit down and say, you know, hey, you know, we really need to talk. And could you give me just a little bit of time here, you know, let's set the record straight, because I feel this tension between us. And that's the thing. We get so caught up in our crazy lives. You know, things are so demanding in life that we're constantly, you know, go, 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 that we forget that the most important thing is that relationship with someone that we really deeply care about, and we forget to nurture it. And the only way you can do that is communication, effective communication.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know Wendy has a little bit more of a question on that. Wendy?
I do, yes. Well, I'm just resonating with everything that you're talking about, because I've been married a long time as well. Actually, this year we're going to be at 35. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that we made it this far.
Congratulations. You are, that is fantastic.
Well, thank you. And, yes, yeah, so it's definitely not a smooth ride the entire time. There's, for sure, personality differences. And I think you're right, the communication and the commitment and compromising, those three C words, is what has kept us together. And I really appreciate everything you're doing to help other people to be able to have that kind of same type of a relationship in their marriage. So, thank you for doing that.
One thing I'd love to interject is just to tell you that, you know, one of the things that people forget to do is instead of avoiding misunderstandings, it's like they fire up more misunderstandings. And so if they show their partner that they value them, start by valuing the differences between you, and then working on emphasizing the positives in your relationship, you know, instead of focusing on the negative about each other, reduces your time, that energy that could be so valuable in having fun and loving each other. You know, stop spending so much time criticizing each other when things don't go your way. You know, focus on what is good and right about each other, and, you know, and work on, sometimes people have to, you know, be more flexible. You know, you can't always have your way, and it's not the end of the world. Life is short. You know, you got to grab the good stuff while you can.
Mhm. Yeah, definitely, for sure. If you just focus on the positive, and then maybe the negatives you won't think about as much. That's great. That's great. I love that. Sherman, you have another question on that.
Yeah. So I wonder. You know, couples that have the same argument over and over and over again. And they just they seem to be very stuck and not knowing how to get out of that. What would you say to them? And I know before the show we talked a little bit about energy levels. I don't know if this is a time that this is a good place for you to talk more about that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yes. First, let's start by answering your question about, you know, that same old argument that you might have over and over again. You know, something as silly as you don't put dishes in it. And this is one, I'll get into this. This is something my husband and I have had this silly argument about how we stack a dishwasher. It's ridiculous, but I'll get into that. Okay. First of all, I think we can agree that having the same old argument over and over again is pointless. I have no idea why we, you know, as human beings, we can be so brilliant in so many other areas, but we tend to, you know, keep having to make that point over an old argument. So what we really should concentrate on is making the fight go away and not getting stuck on who wins and who loses. My husband and I have the same argument on how to properly load the dishwasher. And if I forget that the bowls go into the middle of the top rack, my name is Mud. wrestling with seemingly petty issues through a long-term relationship seems like such a waste of time. And of course it is. But just because you hash something out, it doesn't mean you will never have the argument again. It's part of life, and you'll revisit these seemingly petty arguments again and again. And this is what you do about it. We all have the perseverance to deal with issues repeatedly, but it is important that we don't give up. We need to stick with it. Perhaps this is the day you say, I can't do this anymore. But with some sleep and removal from the situations, or the situation, things generally look different the next day. Now, there's nothing wrong with your relationship. It is actually quite normal to have to argue from time to time. Also, keep in mind that instead of being hung up on being right in every argument you experience with your partner, back down and tell your partner they're right for a change. Honestly, it won't kill you. You know, maybe you don't really feel that way, but try it just to see what happens. You know, this brings us right back to valuing each other and moving on to more positive activities instead of sitting there and banging on something that I'm right, you're wrong, that proverbial finger pointing.
Mm-hmm. Usually, would you say that's an indication of some underlying issue that's not being addressed and that's coming out in these petty kind of bickering little fights?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As many years that I have lived with my husband, you know, you get to the point where, you know, you say it's like, it's not me. It's not me. It's not that the bowls are in the right order or on the right rack in the dishwasher. Something is really affecting that individual, you know, and it's your job that if you love that person and you want to continue to have a strong, lasting marriage that's rewarding, you need to just say, step back and just say, wait a minute, ho, ho, ho. Something's not working here. And, you know, the problem is sometimes that, you know, your husband or, you know, the individual you're living with is, you know, is not always going to be forthcoming at that very moment. So don't push it. just say, look, I'm ready for you when you're ready to talk. And that can be really hard because, you know, we're by nature, most of us are pretty impatient beings, you know, but you have to be able to be willing to allow that person to let you know what's going on. I mean, my husband is notorious for telling me everything's fine, you know. And I know it isn't. I know it isn't. But you can't push a person so hard, you know, to the point where they'll just go, knock it off, leave me alone. You know, I need my space. Well, then give them their space until they're ready. You know, and eventually, if something is eating them enough, eating them up, you know, they'll come to you. They'll talk to you. Or, you know, or things will get better because they'll realize that, you know, gee, I've been kind of a jerk, or I've been, you know, much too hard on this person that I love. You know, what's wrong here? I need to shape up.
Especially,
you know, it comes to some kind of fruition.
Right, right. I would think especially if you've been able to do what you just mentioned, to be open and inviting and saying, I'm here for whenever you want to talk. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, you had another question.
Yeah, so I was just curious. Look, there are things that happen, and sometimes you do get angry with your spouse or your partner. Does this go back to what we were talking about before, like focusing on the positive things? Is like, what do you do when you do become angry with your spouse?
Well, you know, usually you yell at them. You lose it. I mean, you know, sometimes it's just too much and you blow up, you know. And
right.
And with me, I'm a much more demonstrative and you know, I blow when things really bother me. My husband is more of a internal person and he just kind of just keeps it inside and lets it fester. But, you know, there's actually, you know, not one specific thing to resolve on what to do when you're mad at your spouse, you know. But when you are spoken to in a tone of voice that is rude and condescending, or how about when you feel like you're doing all the work in the relationship, where you're doing all the giving and getting and nothing, you know, you're getting nothing in return, or you know, these are all situations where, you know, a woman in particular, and I'm sure there are men out there that have felt this too. How about, you know, the hurtful words that are shouted out in anger?
Yeah.
This is what I, you know, typically try to follow and what I recommend to my clients. One of the most important things to keep in mind is when you're mad is to remember that speaking out of anger will cause you to say things that can greatly damage the relationship. And one of the most important things when it comes to the right kind of communication that makes a difference in a relationship is try to listen to what your partner has to say and tune into their perspective on the issue at hand. That's really difficult to do for some people. But, you know, if you sit there and you do all the talking, you're not really listening to what they have to say. And that'll be the first thing that intensifies the anger. You know, you, and then there again, you may find out that your anger is misplaced, and instead, you're just overreacting. And the next time your partner makes you mad, think about all the things you love about them. You know, it's like place that anger and say, like, okay, what's good about this person? What's good about this person? You know, just try to put yourself in a more positive space and question yourself as to the worth of the argument. You know, is it really worth ruining what you have together over silly misunderstanding?
Yeah. Is this how you help your clients? You were mentioning before the show you had some kind of a 7-level.
Yes.
This might be a good time to talk about.
Okay. All right. Really good. Well, typically, when I first speak with a potential client, you know, we spend some time together where I, you know, I don't charge them. We spend some time for about 30 minutes at minimum, and we, you know, we get to know each other and, you know, and find out if we're a fit to begin with, and, you know, and discuss, you know, what is it that they, you know, need help on in regards to, you know, getting their relationship back on track. But But one of the foundations of my coaching is that I have this unique program that is based on 84. It's 84 questions, and it sounds like a lot, but it's so amazing what you discover about yourself as you're answering these questions. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, you just start relating, you know, to these things and how they're going and how these things are happening in your own life. But the basis of the program is centered around energy leadership, and it's discovering your energy leadership will positively influence and change not only yourself, but also your relationships. And through energy leadership, I teach what the 7 levels of energy are and what they mean in your life. And those 7 levels of energy, I'll just briefly, there's a lot of information here, and I don't want to overwhelm our audience, but we start with level 1. In level 1, level 1 is the victim. And in that level, when you find yourself in that level of energy, and this can happen, your energy goes up and down all day long, and we experience these thoughts and feelings such as non-judgment and joy, which actually raises our level of energy. And then we also experience, say, a level 1, the victimization and the anger, which can easily lower our level of energy. And so at any given moment, you're somewhere within these 7 levels of energy, and when you're coached through this process, it becomes the foundation for all the sessions and goal setting for change and improvement in your life. So with level 1, you're not taking a stand. And if you find yourself saying this a lot in your life, nothing I can do about it, it's like you're a doormat. That is you saying, I'm a victim. If you spend a lot of your day in a level 2 energy, it's a I win, you lose. And that's a conflict level. And people focus on being angry and afraid. And they pay attention to blame. They have trust and control issues. And a lot of times their values are in conflict. If you spend a lot of your day in a level 3, this is what we call the beginning of anabolic energy. Anabolic energy is being more positive. And people still blame others at this level, but they rationalize other people's behavior to forgive them. So you might say, if you spend a lot of time in level 3 in your energy, perhaps your husband, you know, yells at you and makes you feel, I'm going to be blunt here, makes you feel stupid about everything that you do. Okay, and so what happens is when you're in that level 3, you might say, well, I don't like that, but, you know, he's had a rough day, you know, and he just has to let that out, and I love him, and it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but that's how you think when you're at a level 3. You say that people are generally good, they just don't know any better. Okay. So now if you get to, if you spend a lot of your day in level 4, this is me. I've taken this assessment. And in level 4, it frees us up to focus on helping others. And at this level, people no longer take anything personally. At home, people with a lot of level 4 energy always seek to meet their partner or their family's needs, that kind of thing. So I spend a lot of my day in level 4. Level 5... your energy enables us to reconcile right and wrong. And instead of seeing things to fix people, to try to create opportunities from whatever happens. So levels 3, 4, and 5 are the anabolic levels of energy. And those are the kinds of, you know, levels of energy that is a place to, you know, really shoot for and have a mindset and know that those levels of energy in your day can be acquired.
So you want to get through levels 1 and 2 as quickly as possible.
Oh, as quickly as possible. You know, I teach my clients, you know, how they do that. You know, how they get out of that and put, I mean, you're never going to, you know, we're all human, and you're never going to totally resolve your issues of, you know, being a victim, because, you know, you get tired, you get worn out, you get beaten down. And sometimes you just, you know, you just want to scream, you know, gosh, you know, what am I, you know, a dartboard? I mean, you just, you know, people are human, and that will happen. But, you know, through this kind of work that I do, I teach people how to get a handle on it so that life for them as an individual, as well as the people around them, becomes, you know, just a more, you know, a better place. You know, the level 6 and the level 7 of the foundation, you know, are really high level. You know, the level 6 is actually the experience, is the opportunity. You know, sometimes people say, you know, oh gosh, you know, I don't really want to do that today. I don't want to take this test. You know, at level 6, you go like, yeah, this test, I can do this. It's an opportunity. It's okay. I can handle this. You know, there's no good or bad at level 6, and nothing to improve. You made it, and you experience relationships that there's nothing to improve in their relationship. In level 7, this is the level that Gandhi and the Dalai Lama are at, and in this level, it creates non-judgment. Can you imagine a world without non-judgment? Whoa.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
You know, but it's absolute passion. It's level of creation at this level, and we create, observe, and experience all at the same time, and there's no judgment.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
well,
doesn't that sound fantastic?
We can talk about this for a long time, and we want to have a little bit of time to have you tell us, for people who've resonated with what you've said today, how can they get in touch with you to talk more about this?
Well, I have several free gifts, and you can go to my website at Phoenix, just like the city of Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, but go to Phoenix Rising Relationships with an S on the end, .com, phoenixrisingrelationships.com /free gift. And I have several things there that you can get more information to help support and get you started on, you know, some ideas and direction for a better relationship. I definitely would love to meet with anyone on a free complimentary basis for a Rekindle the Passion session. And you just need to go to my website at phoenixrisingrelationships.com, and there is an icon on the homepage that says contact, and you can go there and put your information in, and we can get together there. And last but not least, if you're really fired up and you'd like to read some really great material, I have a book. I was actually a contributing author, and so there are a number of authors in this book, and it's a collaborative labor of love where true stories have been written of how struggle and self-love, people went through these things, and they were able to begin the process of loving themselves, where they struggled and were able to turn things around. And the book can be found on Amazon. Pardon me?
What's the name of the book, Lorna?
The name of the book is Dare to Be Authentic, Learning to Love Yourself, Volume 2.
That's fantastic. We could talk forever.
Unfortunately,
we're out of time. So we'll put some of this stuff on our Facebook page so people can find out more about this. And we just want to say thank you so much, Lorna, for being with us today. This was wonderful information. We hope you come back so we can continue this talk.
Oh, I'd love to return. There's always more to talk about.
I'll be definitely forwarding this to some people that I know.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Good to hear.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today as well to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkyTheLimitRadio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/skysthelimit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks, Lorna. Great.
Crazy, did you just took us off a record?
Nope, we're still on.
Okay.
But we hope to talk with you soon, Lorna.
Okay, thank you so much. You all have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.